How do you keep yourself and your teams on the path? Hi, I'm Coach David J. Greer, and today I want to talk to you about keeping alignment with you and all of your team. So you can tell I'm walking down a path here in Pacific Spirit Park in Vancouver, my hometown. And keeping everyone on the path is kind of a good metaphor for what you need to do for your business, for you, and for your employees. And, you know, for me, this path was built by the Parks Board and is maintained by them, so it's pretty easy. All I got to do is continue down the path. Now, it's a lot harder for your business because you, as the entrepreneur, the business owner, you've got to be the one who sets what the path is. And the way I think you have to do that is you have to start with a clear set of goals for the year. And I mean 4 or 5 clear goals for the year and clear measurable goals so everyone knows whether they are achieving them or not. And then I believe deeply in quarterly planning and that you need to set clear quarterly goals. And again, you need 4, maximum 5 goals for a quarter. Quarter is 13 weeks long. If you can keep everyone focused on just a very small set of goals, I think you can have success. Now, of course, people will often wander off the path, like I'm kind of doing here, you know, into the bushes, and you might not be able to tell, but here I'm in the Pacific Northwest forest, and you can tell that I've had to slow down and look every which way, and where am I putting my feet? And that's kind of what people do when they get off the path in your business. And so you have to constantly keep reminding them of the goals that you've got and where it is that you want them to go. So let me just escape back onto the path. And that means that on a daily, at least a weekly basis, you need to be letting them know what the goals are for the quarter and how you're progressing on the quarter. Another common problem I find with keeping alignment is that you, the entrepreneur, the business owner, the leader, you need to keep to those goals. And I find that most of us entrepreneurs suffer from shiny red ball syndrome, where we get excited about the next shiny thing that we see and start moving our focus to that. And of course, it defocuses us from the goals that we set for the quarter. So if you're going to keep everybody on the path, you have to be the leader who shows everyone that you're staying on the path. So yearly goals, quarterly goals, and then weekly or daily, keeping yourself and your team aligned to those goals. Here's my promise to entrepreneurs. Spend 1 hour with me and you will have 3 ideas that will accelerate your business in 90 days. What are you waiting for? I'm Coach David J. Greer. You can learn more on my website, coachdjgreer.com. And if you're stuck, just call me, 604-721-5732.